Hey, yo, what up, rap fans? This is Trackstar, the DJ representing the Smoking Section and Grind Time Rap Gang. You are checking out NappyAfro.com. Bang, bang, bang.
NappyAfro.com.
Now tuned into the dopest podcast for the dopest website in the world, Craig. This is the Frocast, episode 176. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex Keaton, a.k.a. Shirt Coming Soon. And I'm sitting there with my homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bruh.
What's going on, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in history, a.k.a. I ain't got no more community service, bitch.
Damn, you done. Free and clear?
Free and clear. Done, you know. I mean, I'm back on the field, you know, unofficially, but I'm out there. Who gives a shit? Because I just couldn't stay away, but I'm back.
Time to make the kids run.
Hey, man, I seen a lot of slippage going on. Got a lot of chatty patties out there this year, but, you know, we're going to work through it, man. A lot of chatty patties.
No chatty patties, man. You can't handle chatty patties. It's time for the bull ring.
Yes, man.
That's like the first drill. Just get that shit in. Speaking of football, man, we got, you know, football's back this week. We're recording this a day early because if this was Thursday, y'all wouldn't be getting the show. That's basically how that goes. So we got a game Thursday night. It's the Chiefs versus the Steelers.
Oh, man. NFL sorry. Please show respect to the Super Bowl champions, please.
Who would that be?
The New England Patriots.
The Chiefs?
Hey, man, whatever, it's all right. Keep it going. We can go back and forth about this all day.
I'm just saying, how much you want them to cheat?
It's all right. Listen, they won the game fair and square, okay?
Did they? I don't know.
They did.
I mean, they might have won one game fair and square, but what about the other 19 games they played to get to that one?
There we go.
I'm just saying. You know what I'm saying? You know, Mike Martz came out with that scathing report. I don't know how true it is.
Look, didn't Mike Martz lose them in the Super Bowl?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Look, another loser bringing up dirt on them. Come on.
This is what started the whole thing. You know what I'm saying? And he got out of town, so he really got nothing to worry about. You know, he left the Rams, went and got him another team, you know what I'm saying? But he's still saying them niggas is cheating. Everybody know they cheating. Goodell know they cheating. Everybody
listen, so they cheating. So what, they sent in a low employee into the visiting locker rooms to steal their first 20 plays. What's wrong with that?
Other than the fact that it's against the rules, or
does the rules say you can't do that?
Well, that would be that's probably why that there's a problem with it, is because it's against the rules.
It's all right, man. Listen, man, rules are meant to be broken, man. Come on, man.
This is the guy y'all want coaching your kids. That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying. Look, if it results in 4 titles and 6 championship game appearances, I'm sure 90% of parents would be okay with it.
So what if you got a kid that's on your team that's, like, overweight? Like, you got weight limits. What if he's, like, 60 pounds overweight? You letting him play? Play nose tackle?
I mean, look, if I was in control of the weight, I would let him play. But seeing that I'm not in control of it, no, I wouldn't let him play.
Well, see, so you understand that it's rules. You can't break the rules.
Do what it do, man.
Yeah, all that cut out. Say it again.
I said, we're going to make it do what it do, though.
Man. Football's back, man. I guess we need to get our picks out the way. Who are you picking for the Super Bowl this year?
I got Philadelphia and the Patriots.
So, wait. You got Philadelphia with what quarterback?
2 quarterbacks.
Oh, okay. So you understand that Bradford's not going to make it the full season.
I mean, Sam Bradford, he obviously thinks he's going to make it because he ditched contract talks. The Eagles was going to sign him to a deal. Then he had such a great preseason. You know, you play 4 games in a row, you Sam Bradford, you deserve a contract extension. You know what I'm saying? You know, you just deserve that shit. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, give me the Eagles representing the NFC and give me the Patriots. And then I got the Eagles winning their first Super Bowl this year.
First of all, I would never root for anybody to get injured. As much as I root for Sam Bradford to get injured, he is the worst motherfucker ever.
Pounce, all right.
You pocket $60 million for playing like 21 games in 5 seasons.
Listen,
traded for, and then you say, you know what, I don't even want y'all contract talks. I think I deserve more, so I don't want to talk to y'all about money no more. Jesus Christ.
Hey, man, Sammy B, baby, give him his money, man. We make our bad decisions in Philly anyway. We signed Riley Cooper to a long deal, and they said this motherfucker might not catch no passes this year. And he gonna start.
I want Sam Bradford to get hurt so bad.
Man, sorry. Why would you wish ill will on my team, sorry? Put your Sam Bradford to the side.
I don't even totally disagree with you. I think the Eagles are set up for, you know, success. I just hate Sam Bradford. And I'd hate for him to go over there and win a Super Bowl.
Not like he played in St. Louis and that's all right. Calm down, man.
You know, a little bit. You know what I'm saying? The motherfucker just robbed our team. We might end up getting... Our team will get deported. Not even relocated. Deported because of Sam Bradford. Motherfucker.
Hey, man. His great agent, man. You got to look at his agent, man. Sam Bradford.
Fuck his agent. Fuck everybody named Sam.
Damn.
Fuck everybody named Brad. Fuck anybody drive... Wait, I drive a Ford.
It drives a Ford. I was about to say, don't you drive...
I drive two Fords. I can't... Everybody yeah. else. Fuck everybody else.
You just motherfucking feel for it over there, goddamn.
So you got Eagles, Patriots. Eagles won the Super Bowl. That is disgusting. Yes.
You can't rematch.
You can't have a dude meeting Obama that said nigga.
What?
Riley Cooper said nigga.
Yeah.
He can't win and go to the White House and shake Obama's hand.
Yes, he can.
No, that can't work.
Well, first of all, Obama still be there. Yeah, he will. Damn it.
That can't work. We can't let that happen.
Wouldn't be the first time Obama shook somebody's hand and said, nigga, trust me.
You're absolutely correct. You're absolutely
correct. Wouldn't be the first time. Look, wouldn't be the first time he shook somebody's hand and called him a nigga.
You're right. That's sad, but you're right about that shit. Who am I picking? I'm picking the Seahawks again.
Mm. I think they're Russell. Russell going down. The Sierra baby mama shit is too much for him. It's going to look. Beast Mode going to tell him get rid of that bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's going to get to the point where it's going to become a hassle. Like they're going to show her at the game, and like she's going to be sitting up in the owner's box with the little fake, his little step fake kid, and all that shit. You know, all that shit is going to be too much for Russell. Russell's not used to this much attention. You know what I'm saying? That's non-football. Like. We didn't even know Russell Wilson was married. You know what I'm saying? They showed this woman, like, you know, before the draft and all the other shit, but they ain't never show her doing training camp. And I mean, I know she wasn't famous, but, you know, he just not used to all this media attention. You know, the future hive coming him for no reason. Like, he just don't get it. So, I mean, this your picks, all right. I'm just giving you opinions why I don't think
it's going to matter, man. Like, you take that machine and you add Jimmy Graham to it. Hey, man.
But Jimmy Graham's not really Jimmy Graham. He's like Jimmy half gram. You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's okay. That's a hell of a target to be throwing to in red zone. You know what I'm saying? So,
I mean, yeah, you know, like, look, they don't care about no receivers because they won a Super Bowl with no-name receivers.
No-name receivers, bro. They studied Curse, to pull up Golden Tate. Like, he's
a... Hey. Baldwin, yeah. Golden Tate, like, Golden Tate got ran out of town, man. Exactly. Russell Wilson was fucking... Who was it? Who was fucking his old lady?
I don't know. It's all drama.
It wasn't Golden State hitting Russell Wilson wife or something like that?
Don't say that. Don't let that be true.
That's what Percy Harvin said. He was just like, go. That's why they got rid of all them niggas. Because he was just like, y'all ain't his real friends. You know what I'm saying? This man right here fucking his man wife and y'all ain't saying nothing. God. You know what I'm saying? Come on, man.
Maybe she was down for the team. All I'm saying is that, you know, they still got Super Bowl caliber talent. You add Jimmy Graham, it's hard
for them. And NFC West, weak division. Let's not forget about that.
It only became a weak division like last year.
It came to a weak division this offseason. You know what I'm saying? When Harbaugh left and the 49ers just dissipated.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I meant. This offseason, yeah. when they fell apart, the fucking Cardinals can't figure out what the fuck they're doing.
When they signed Carson Palmer, they were just like, yo, we just give up.
That shit was they shit started going down here when they drafted Matt Leinart.
They had glimmers of hope like 2 seasons ago. The Cardinals were pretty damn. What was it last year? The Cardinals were first. Then they made the playoffs last year.
They might have with the other pick. Like it was like 10-6 or some stupid shit. They had a good record. But that's what happens. No, they missed it last year. I think. I don't know. It's the Cardinals. So I try not to keep up with their success.
Now the Cardinals made the playoffs because it was the Cowboys. The Panthers, the Seahawks, I don't know if it was, who won the NFC North? Was it the Packers?
We're going to have to get our check this week is what we need to do.
Yeah, Packers, and then it was two more teams. But I think it was, yeah, the Cardinals did make the playoffs last year.
Fuck them niggas. It's basically the moral of that story.
Yeah, basically.
No, was it the Cardinals or was it the 49ers last year?
49ers did not make the playoffs last year. They were horrible.
I don't know. I can't keep up. Fuck them other teams.
Yeah, we just making up shit as we go, man.
I think the Rams.
Procast 176. We ain't nothing changed, bitches.
The Rams won the Super Bowl last year.
I can't even laugh. I'm about to say, in your dreams, all right. Then I remember, like, hold on. The motherfuckers was pretty stout that year.
So, yeah, the Cardinals made it. They were, they made the wild card weekend. They lost in the wild card.
That's the playoffs. I don't give a man. I hate when people say that. That's not the playoffs.
It's the wild card.
I was just like, that's the playoffs. Like, they playing.
Yeah, they lost. They fucking lost.
They lost to the Panthers?
Yeah, wow. It's pretty bad, man. So, yeah, you know, this year I'm picking the Seahawks and I'm picking the Colts. I think this is the year it happens. Luck has always been solid. You add Gore. You add your boy Johnson. Hey, they got some options now. You show up that running game. You get some receivers with some hands. I think they got a shot, man. I think they got a shot. Which is a real big turnaround for me because when Luck got drafted, I remember this shit. I was all team RG3.
Oh, yeah. You was big time RG3.
I was big time RG3. I was so pissed at the Rams for letting that trade happen.
Glad.
I will say when I fuck up, I was completely wrong. Nigga, we got Robert Quinn out that draft. We got Ogletree. We got Janoris Jenkins. Shit, yeah, our whole fucking defense basically came from that trade. So I'm with that. And RG3 now is a $16 million injured backup. So I was completely wrong. And I didn't think Luck was going to be that good. And Luck came in and took me to two of my championships in fantasy football my last season. So, you know, I'm all Andrew Luck now.
RIP to Tim Tebow.
He got cut again.
Man.
This is it now, right? It's over.
I still think he got one more round.
Where?
Listen, man. Cleveland is always on the table. Let's not act like Cleveland's not on the table. Cleveland's talking about taking Cardale Jones with their number one pick next year. They have already conceded for the season already. They want Cardale Jones as their quarterback.
First of all, I don't know that like, how many quarterbacks are you going to draft as an organization?
So far, it's been like 16, I believe.
It's fucking ridiculous. Y'all picked the old ass man, Whedon, who y'all let play for, what, half a season?
Yeah. That's when they got rid of, like, everybody. Like, they had three coaches in, like, a year. I was like, what the fuck?
They had your boy from Notre Dame, Quinn.
Brady Quinn.
They let that nigga
go. Tim Couch.
Jesus. Well, Couch, they should have known better than that shit.
He was the number one pick.
They should have known better. He was a bad number one pick. God damn, that's a lot of quarterbacks, bro. Yeah, so I don't know. We'll see how it goes. You know how it goes. It's football. We will talk about this shit all season long. That's what happens. Also, speaking of football, that means that the league is coming back. It's actually coming on tonight.
Yes.
So next week, we will try and catch up with you and be accurate. I'm so happy the league is coming back. I'm amped. That's the best show on TV, period.
Barney. It is, man. Because it's like, it's about, it's, I mean, hey, that's the perfect show, bro. Like, it's not heavy. It's light. It's all on comedy. And then, you know, it's current. Like, shit that happened last week could be on the show next week. And it's fucking awesome, man.
I hate the way that they're building this season up. I think this
the final season.
Is it really the final season?
That's what it said. The final Shiva something. The race to the final Shiva. I was just like,
hoping that wasn't it, man. This is not my fault.
It's not your fault, all right.
I didn't watch the first season.
Yeah. You know the funny part? That Pete and Jenny actually are boyfriend, girlfriend, and husband and wife or some shit like that?
For real?
Yes, in real life. Pete and Jenny are a couple.
You're taking my shit off the air. Why?
I was just like, I don't know. I would have had to be Kevin. If that was my real life girlfriend, like... I gotta be Kevin. Like, I'm sorry.
It's just bad, bro. It's just bad.
So maybe Kevin, maybe Pete gonna leave Jenny. Maybe Jenny gonna leave Kevin for Pete this year. That should be funny.
I can't do it, man. Pineapples. I don't want this season to be it. Man.
All good things come to an end, man.
I might as well just cancel cable once this shit go off.
Bruh, it's like, I mean, if a couple shows go off TV, man. I know we kind of segueing into TV talk right now, or we already did because we started talking about the league. A couple shows go off TV. I'll probably stop watching the show. Like, I ain't gonna lie, I'm sucked into The Walking Dead. It's just like it's a never ending. Like, it has no end. I don't see the end line for The Walking Dead. Like, because you can't kill off certain characters, so there is no end. They could just keep reintroducing more characters, but you can't kill off Rick. You can't kill off Daryl. You can't kill off Michonne. You can't kill off Glenn. Like, you can't kill Maggie. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know, so if The Walking Dead ever leave, I'd be sick. Like, when they change up my cable provider and I nutted up. I was like, yo, fuck that. We got to pay the extra money to get the extended channels. Because I ain't got AMC. You know what I'm saying? Oh. So, oh, yeah. It was that real, nigga. Because I was just like, yo, like, Walking Dead come back on in October. Like, we got to get this shit situated. How much extra it is a month? $2-$3? Run it. You know what I'm saying? I know that means it's going to be another $20 after they start adding their regulatory fees and county fees and state fee and neighborhood fee and the Obama fee. I seen that shit the other day on my bill. Said the Obama fee, nigga. I said, what the fuck?
Shut up, dude.
Listen, everybody got to pay the Obama fee. I don't know what it is, but look on your next bill, sorry, it's an Obama fee.
If I see Obama fee, I'm canceling my shit immediately.
Nigga. Obama fee.
God damn. TV talk a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Black Ink is on. You didn't tell me the shit was on.
You told me. I seen it when they said it was coming back, but that was like a couple weeks ago, and so much has been going on that I forgot. And so today, I was trying to get caught up and watch all the three episodes. You know what I'm saying?
Three?
Yes, episode 13, 14, and 15.
What? I'm missing one. I only saw two.
So what you saw?
I saw the first. I guess I'm missing episode 15. I saw the one where it came back.
When it came back,
got walked the fuck out. And then I saw when Donna tried to come back and she was fucking with Duchess, who is my loser of the week this week.
Oh, so you must have seen episode 3. You missed episode 2.
What's episode 2?
Episode 2 is the one where it started out with like, how did it start out? It was like, damn.
Look at you fucking up.
That's when the Jay Holiday was on it. He came and got tattooed from Duchess.
I saw that one.
So that's episode 2.
Did I miss the first one?
The first one is when they showed they was erasing Sassy name off the wall and shit, and then Sassy came.
I missed that one.
Okay, so you seen 2 and 3 and not 1. Yeah. All right, so you didn't see the 1. All right, so basically, you know, Black King's back. You know, Puma, he's having a fucking nervous breakdown. You know, what's his wife's name? Yanni or something?
Some shit.
Kwani, yeah.
Yeah.
Kwani talking about moving to the A on him, taking the kid with him. Puma like he ain't leaving. You know, he don't know what to do. He so mad about this whole, you know, the fight that they had in the street, which, like, I don't know how you jump a nigga and his girl and you don't jump the nigga and his girl. Like, if me and my niggas go to jump somebody, trust me, they jump. Like, if I had to go to them extremes to get my niggas to come jump you, we gonna jump you. Like, I don't, you know, but I don't know, man. So, you lose points for that on some sucker shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, one-on-one, you know, get your fight one-on-one. Like, you know, you shoot your fair one, you lose. Shake the man hand, keep it moving, whatever. You know what I'm saying? But that's what's going on with them. Puma and fucking C still beefing. Teddy, you know what I'm saying? Him and Sky looking all coupled up and shit.
Yes, man.
And then so I heard some girl, that girl that came and visited him again.
Yeah, so I saw that part. So I saw when Puma's boss, what's his, I don't know that nigga's name. I swear I can't keep
him. The Ink 124 owner.
Mez or whatever the fuck his name is. Tried to sell the business to Puma and to C's. He's like, fuck, I'm selling to one of y'all. I'm getting the fuck about. One of y'all buying this business. And I saw Ted, the motherfucking Teddy Ruxpin ass nigga, start fucking another broad. It was like Sky's enemy. So I saw that shit go down. And Sky, you know what? Sky's my winner this week, bro. Sky's a real ass chick, man.
She has nobody, bro. When she had that little tight dress on, I was just like, Jesus Christ.
She getting it fixed, though. She getting that young surgery.
She got to get that. She got to go see Dr. Curves. Because that shit, she is built like a juice box.
It's bad.
Like I mean, she is boxy and no curves. Like, yo.
It's bad. Did she know it? But did you hear her talking about the kid, the two kids?
She got, what two kids?
So you said you didn't see the last episode.
I ain't seen three yet. I got, okay, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, so we try to catch each other. This is some bullshit.
That's fine. I mean, just tell me. It's Black Ink, bro.
The Brazilian butt lift. She's talking to the doctor. The nurse asked her if she had any kids. And Scott hesitated, and she was like, no. And so everybody tripped off of it, and then the doctor came in there, and Scott was like, yo, your nurse asked me if I had any kids, and she was like, I had to tell her no, but I have. I had two kids, like, when I was young. I was 14. And I couldn't provide for them, so there was a family that wanted some kids, so I gave them away to a better family. Like, I couldn't raise them, so I gave them a better life. Like, they've been able to travel the world and shit, and she broke down crying hard. Like, she lost it, like, y'all don't need to have this camera here kind of cry. So then after that, you know, of course her nerves is fucked up because she getting the butt lift done. You got Teddy who just fucked up with you. Now you think about this kid shit, which you've been able to hide for all this time. And you hear, you come back and tell them that you getting your butt lift done. And Dutch is giving you the funny eye like, nigga, you supposed to be in my wedding. Like, whatever. That's some bullshit. So
she bitch, you ain't getting married.
Okay. Let's talk about that shit. But
okay. Yeah,
so,
go ahead.
So Sky is walking past the shop and she heard Dutchess say something about how's the butt gonna be more important than my wedding? And Sky blew up. Sky was ready to fight. She's like, bitch, I'm right here. Let's go. Let's shoot the fair one. Let's fucking fight.
Dutchess ain't want no problems with that.
Well, first, you know, of course, Dutchess, when she's doing the behind the scenes interview, she talking shit. She's like, look, I know how much you make, sweetie. You're not the breadwinner. Like, you know, that's why Dutch is my loser. Like, she's fucking slimy as shit. And Sky was like, we gonna fucking fight. So C's go outside with Sky. He's like, Sky, calm down. Like,
hold on. What was the breadwinner line again?
She said you're not the fucking breadwinner, honey. I see how much everybody makes. I make more in a week than you do here in a year. Right. She said, this is the off camera. She didn't say this to Sky. This is what she said to the camera in the interview. Which is, I'm like, I can't fuck. That's supposed to be your girl. You don't say
I told you, man. Like Duchess is not. It's a reason why I didn't never like Duchess, bro. Yeah. Never.
Once again, Jaren was right. Jaren was fucking
Duchess
right.
Duchess is like, she just.
That's my fucking loser. So Caesar takes Sky outside and they talk. He gets her to calm down. He's like, yo, just talk. Just calm down. She didn't go through the shit. So then her and Duchess finally talk. And Duchess is like, I didn't mean no shade by it. This is all I'm saying. Yada, yada, yada. And Sky's like, you know what? It's dead now, but I know what this bitch is capable of. I'm just going to have to learn how to fuck with this bitch. She's like, I know who she is, but I know what's going on. So it's not over, but this situation's over. So we'll see what happens with that shit, man. But Sky's my winner, man. You know what I'm saying? She had to go through that shit.
I mean, she's a real ass girl, man. You know, I ain't never discredit her. But, you know, it's just my problem with her is just her shape, bro.
She,
like,
she built wrong as fuck. She built wrong as fuck.
I mean, golly. Like, whew.
Yeah, she built, and that's what made the chick ass is because, you know, they show her stomach and shit, and she got the scars. And she was like,
you got the, yeah.
You having the kids? She's like, nah.
Right, that chick looking like, come on now, that's a baby stomach, bro. Yeah, like,
stomach look like balled up homework.
Like, yeah. Look. This is what I do. I'm a fucking professional. Like, I look at naked people all fucking day. Right. Like, why you gonna lie to me? Like, I done seen more naked people. Well, I don't know. She probably seen more naked people in the sky. But
that's cold-blooded, man.
I'm just saying, man. That's, I mean, Sky gets down, bro. Like, you know, that's, she just might be where naked people be at. Just be hanging. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
so you didn't see Donna try and get back in the shop either?
No, I seen Donna get fired.
So, and you saw them get Donna's boyfriend to look at her like she was fucking.
Oh, crazy. And listen, once again, it's all right. Uh-oh. Everybody teeth on Black Ink is fucked up. How do you have a whole cast of niggas that won't get their teeth fixed, bro?
I knew, like, you say
every that. Nigga on here missing a tooth. Puma, the only one tried to get his tooth fixed, and he just said, fuck it, man. He ain't wearing this shit.
He went got the fake tooth and said, fuck it.
He was just like, everybody tooth fucked up. Dutchess smile real hard. You see that one she missing on the side.
That little
Caesar,
baby hole,
same Caesar, one.
Caesar
Donna, she missing one. Donna boyfriend, he just ain't got a front one. Nigga, that shit just gone.
Just
the roof missing. Man. I said, God damn, I mean, everybody teeth fucked up.
Old shit
up.
Is the only one that got all, old shit, and Paul, the only one got all their teeth. And I guess Ted. I guess Ted got
Who knows? Like, Ted probably missing something too. He don't smile big enough.
Ted out there with the shirt off and everything, bro.
Ted had the tightest fucking pants on I've ever seen on a big nigga ever seen. Nigga look like a fucking wrestler, bro.
And the shirt. Don't forget the polo shirt was
extra tight. Bro, son look like he a fucking wrestler. Like, that's his fucking outfit, bro. Like, I mean, really. Like, the pants was tight.
Really tight, dog.
I said, bro, man, this nigga got some compression pants on right now, man.
This shit was real. Like, I didn't know polo made workout clothes.
And speaking of compression pants, it's all right, man. You know, I rock them shits with some shorts on them, man. When I'm out there at practice, man, hey, I get why them niggas do that shit. That shit
Explain
feel free.
Explain to me why. I don't understand this. I don't understand it. It's the thing now, and I don't get it.
Hey, it just, you just feel like you got nothing on, bro. Like, you just out there, You know, I mean, I get it, bro. I get it.
So you was out there looking like Kobe Bryant?
Yeah, compression shorts. I got the, I mean, the compress, mine, I got the three-fourth, so, you know, they come a little past the calf.
Like compression, like, you know, capris?
I mean, call it what you want, man. But I got some ballers on top. Yeah, nigga.
Yeah, I'm a cleat. I'm a little too big for that shit, so I, you know, I ain't.
It's all right, man. No, listen, man. I'm telling you, man. It's freeing, bro.
Not like I don't know that they make them.
I'm a little too all right. Big, yes, they do. You know, they're supposed to be tight.
See, I get a pass on these. You can go ahead and order size too small. It's okay. Ted showed you the way.
Ted showed you, bro. Just put some shorts on it. You're good, bro.
3 episodes, we had no drama out of old shit.
Yeah, old shit is really like a changed man. Man, he's like the Stevie J of Black Ink, man. He's just like, cause Stevie J on some old happy shit, like the good guy is getting his life. This is great, man. If I could just like you pulled for Stevie J this past season on Love Me and Pop. That's what you like. We pulling for old shit. Like old shit is like, I mean, I ain't put him out. The nigga sleeping in the shop, man. Shit is just fucking bad.
He trying to get it together though, but Donna out here. So
Donna done lost weight, bro. She lost weight.
Bro, she about to lose more weight because it looked like her man about to drop her ass.
Oh, man.
She didn't put him up on game. She just, like, met this new nigga and moved in, and she didn't tell him about her past. And so now
he did.
That was, so the preview that they showed for next week's episode, he's sitting there talking to old shit and Donna, and he's like, why this nigga ain't never comfortable around me? He said, like, because y'all got a past. Like, you done jammed her up or something.
Okay, because I remember she was, come one time, the little scene they had, she was in the shower talking to him. Mm-hmm. To the boyfriend, and then she was like, how you feel about me still? This was before she got fired.
Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I'm saying? She was like, how you still, you know, how you feel about me working there, you know, with him? And maybe he just thought they were roommates or whatever. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she didn't tell him to the extent, but, you know, but he knew something was going on. He was like, yo, I ain't really comfortable about it, but, you know, I was just like, yo, this nigga ain't got no, but that shit fucked me up, man. Like, when I see grown niggas with no teeth, bro, that shit crazy, bro.
That shit crazy. Yeah. Apparently, Donna had fucked more than just old shit.
Damn.
So I think she either fucked Ted or, Paul. Cause that's what Duchess was saying.
Who the fuck is Paul?
Ain't that nigga named Paul?
To my Walt.
Walt! Why the fuck I'm calling him Paul?
I was just like, who the fuck is
I'm
Paul?
Saw right, and I will fuck up a name for every show. Walt. Paul looked ass. But apparently she smashed him too. Duchess was saying that she fucked old shit after she fucked somebody else. Like it was a competition. So she done fucked at least 2 of the dudes in the shop. I don't know which 2.
He was an apprentice. That's part of her job.
Apparently, Caesar said, bitch, get out. Caesar said, you ain't even an apprentice, bitch. You got to get the fuck up out of here.
So when he was telling her about it, she wasn't listening. He was just like, yo, I'm trying to talk.
I was just frustrated for him. Like, yeah. That shit was getting on my fucking nerves. He like, bitch.
He's like, I'm trying to tell you, and you just keep saying, like, that's the, like, I swear to you, man. People do, like, the day at practice, bro. This little dude, I'm sitting over there, he talking. I'm like, hey, I'm sitting over explaining things. Well, coach, I was just trying to say, and stop talking.
Stop,
like,
talking,
you're not listening. You know what I'm saying? If your lips moving, you're not listening, bro. That's just the code word. Like, everybody say that. No, you can't listen and talk at the same time.
Nah, that's real shit, man. And that's her. So then she decided to. This is the part you missed on the last episode. She decided to meet up with Duchess for whatever reason. She says that I'm determined to get back in the shop. And if I meet with Duchess and Duchess won't be back in the shop, then I can get in. So they go to lunch and Duchess is like, why am I here? Like, bitch, what's up? She's like, well, you know, I don't understand why you told my boyfriend all this other stuff about me. And so Duchess just went in. You know, she don't give a fuck. And she's like, bitch, because you messy, you disloyal, yada, yada, yada. So then her and Donna start going back and forth. And right after they get done arguing, Donna says, so I just want to know if you have a problem with me coming back to the shop. And Duchess is like, no, bitch, absolutely not. You can't come back to the shop. And you're not even welcome there. So now they got into it again, and Duchess said, I ain't buy, bitch. Like, you know, she walk out. Donna does the post interview, and she said, I'm coming back to Black Ink. It doesn't matter who she thinks. I'll be back, and I'll take all her customers. What? You haven't tattooed shit yet.
You must gonna fuck him. That's how she gonna take all her
customers. So Donna tried to come back. Sassy is apparently back. And they act
Sassy got a connection. Like, Sassy girlfriend gonna have a problem. Like, oh, you just hanging at the shop all the time now? Like,
hey, it's gonna be a problem. It's going to be a problem because they trying to get Sassy back in. Duchess ain't down for that. And now she got an issue with Sky. Somebody going to knock Duchess out is all I'm saying. She got that bad heart.
Duchess needs to catch the fade. Like, it's time.
I think it's going to happen.
Huh?
I think it's going to happen.
Yes. Somebody need to, I mean, it's time for her to get her ass whooped. Like, she need her ass. She need to be humble. Like, you can't be coming from, like, you know, you from North Carolina, you come to New York running, talking like you run shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, New York, y'all losing right now. Y'all supposed to been shut Duchess the fuck up. Like, she supposed to been got her damn grill laced and running her motherfucking mouth all like that. You know, she coming in like talking shit, veins in her neck showing and shit. Like, yo, you gonna let her get away with that? Man, it's New coming. York.
And she really got on my nerves because she's trying to get C's to move to North Carolina. And she's saying that he got a compromise for their marriage, but you moved to New York for a job.
Yes, you ain't moved for him. Right. You came to New York on your own. Like, right. You ain't come for him. He didn't tell you to come to New York. Now, while you got to New York, and he built his empire there. If you want to be part of that, you know what I'm saying? No, I'm not leaving. Why should I flip the home field advantage? Are you crazy?
Right. I just got the chance to cover the north side of New York. I just got uptown. You know what I'm saying? I got a chance to cover uptown, and you want me to pick up and leave because you're more comfortable. You should have stayed in North Carolina.
Exactly. And she ain't even from Charlotte.
Where's she from?
She's from a little town called, what's that shit called? It's oh my gosh. It's a real small ass town, man. It's like, where is that shit called? Come on, homeboy, Barrington. He from down there. Damn, what's the name of that little town? But yeah, she's from a little small ass town. I can't think of the name. But,
like, so but that's the next closest town, so she just claimed.
Yeah. She claimed Charlotte, but she ain't from fucking Charlotte. Man. She had a show one day that said, Charlotte, bitch, you ain't from Charlotte.
I'm just gonna claim the city with the most people, so. I don't know, man. I'm happy my show's back. I know that my other show, Gotham, is coming back. I don't know if you watch that shit at all.
Nah.
I don't really... Like, my shit is really mostly wrestling, ESPN. I got Gotham. I got The League is back. I got Black Ink. And I got X's. That's pretty much my TV shows.
That's pretty much it, man.
What you watching?
It's about to get crunk for me, man. I got The Blacklist. I got it's coming up soon. Like I said, The Walking Dead. Fear the Walking Dead. I haven't gotten into it yet. I'm gonna try to watch it. You know what I'm saying? I was a little biased with the first episode. I was expecting it to be zombies, you know, but it's building up to the apocalypse. So, you know, I gotta kinda just, you know, my expectations got changed on that. What else we got coming up? Of course we said The League, great. Scandal.
Scandal? You watching Scandal now?
Did I say that? That's all right editing, people. I didn't say nothing about no damn scandal. What is all right talking? That's all right editing right there, boy. God damn.
This nigga watched the scandal now. Unbelievable. As much as you talk shit about Kerry Washington Lips, you are not.
Empire's coming back.
No, you said scandal, nigga. You watching scandal now? Holy shit.
Empire's coming back.
Jeremy's watching Scandal. That's the scandal for this goddamn show. Jeremy's watching Scandal now. When did you flip?
I've been watching Scandal, so all right, man. What are you talking about?
What do you mean? But you hate Kerry Washington's mouth.
I do, and it makes me sick. Like, when she was in that little hostage situation, man, I almost threw up, like, fucking every episode, man. I was like, they please come rescue this woman. I can't take no more. It's quivering. I just can't do it. I was just like, oh, she stopped. I was just like, Jesus Christ.
God damn. And I'm not watching Scandal no more.
Oh, man.
I gave up on Scandal like 2 seasons ago.
Maybe smutting her out on that show, too.
Oh, really?
I look at the underlying shit. You know what I'm saying?
I might have to tune back in. God damn it. It's getting good.
Yeah, it's just, I mean, it got a lot gory. Like, I mean, Scandal, they know dudes watch it, so it done got a lot more bloodier. Like, I was just like, wow, like, fucking Huck and, what's the girl name?
No spoilers.
I'm just saying, she didn't got, like, it's blood. Like, they know dudes watching now. Like, it's crazy, man.
I'm going to have to get back and watch it. I mean, since the curse is over, I'm gonna have to get back into watching it. I haven't killed the show.
What?
I haven't killed anything. So I think the curse is over. I don't watch Black Ink since it started. We're in season 4? Season 5? What season is this Black Ink?
Season 3. I guess they're gonna go 24 episodes because season 3, it said season 3, episode 15 just came on this past Monday. So
Season 3, episode 15.
Yes. So, Ben, we said three episodes. Episodes 13, 14, 15.
Yeah, so they count it all weird.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, whatever the fuck. Because I know season two was long as fuck. Season two was like 20 episodes or something.
Yeah, it was like the never ending show. I was just like, yo, shit keep coming on every week. Like, when is season finale got to be around here somewhere?
This nope. Shit ran for a long fucking time. So, yeah, I think the curse is over. So, I could probably get back into the Scandal.
You need to watch Sons of Anarchy, so all right.
Ain't that shit over already?
Yes, it's over.
So I can't ruin it. That's what you're saying.
Like, you can't. It's all right. Listen, so go watch this fucking show. It's all right. It's like, if you like wrestling, you're going to love Sons of Anarchy. It's just like, that's the man's TV show. Like, it's got drugs, sex, fucking car chases, shit blowing up, people getting shot. I mean, shit, it's a man's show. Like, every man watch Sons of Anarchy, bro.
sound like a winner then. Sound like I need to watch it. Man. I had to get Sons an episode or two dope, in for next man. Season, for next week. And I want to check out that show. I don't know if you heard anything about it, but Cage. Luke Cage on Netflix is another Marvel comic movie. But the dude is supposed to be black. So I want to see it. I don't know. All you comic heads, you know, comment below. Let us know what you think about the whole Netflix shit coming back. If y'all know about
Luke Narcos, man. It's on Netflix.
Narcos? What the fuck is that?
Narcos, I guess it's about Pablo Escobar or something, man. I know it's hot in the streets right now. That's all everybody doing. You watching Narcos? Narcos, Narcos, Narcos. And it's all niggas talking about. So I'm going to check that shit out, too. You know, Netflix, I like how they drop all the episodes so you can binge that shit. You know what I'm saying? No problem. Like, you know.
What show that's canceled would you like to see Netflix pick up?
Oh, man, that's canceled? See, me personally, I like watching The Wire over and over again because there's just so much shit in The Wire. Yeah. But you mean like that? That's not canceled. So never
I
take
I
that
mean
back.
That one ran its course, so that's not really canceled.
Okay, canceled. Like it was a show called Sleeper Cell that was on Showtime. Like season one, it was about like I think Michael Ealy was in that shit, and he played like a person that was like had infiltrated. Like he was a Muslim, and either he had infiltrated the government or vice versa or something like that. But he had got flipped or some shit, and they only showed like this was right around like 2001, right after that 9/11, and that shit was too fucking real, like you know what I'm saying, like it was too real, and they canceled that shit, and I was always went like it never like I never like I think it was either two seasons of that shit, but that shit was dope. I would really want to see that shit get finished.
Damn,
and the following, fuck it, I ain't like the way that shit ended.
Yeah, I hate when they have shows like that are really good and they cancel because of money or some shit like that.
Yeah.
Because it's like, damn, I get no closure. You went broke, but I get no closure. Like,
You can't, like they try to wrap all that shit up in some bullshit, or even if, like, sometimes they don't even give you closure. It just be like, yo, she's just not coming back. Like,
just over with. Like, fuck it. Fucking Alphas was like that. Alphas that was on Sci-Fi. That shit just canceled, like, at the height of the episode, like a cliffhanger. And they was like, yep, here you go. This shit's over.
Well, what was the show that used to come on ABC about the little family that had superpowers and shit? It had the dude from the nigga that played Thing or something in Fantastic Four.
Oh, shit.
Like, he had, like, superpowers. Like, he was super strong.
Super strong.
The mama was fast as shit.
I can't think of the name of that show, but that was another good one.
That shit, I love that show. That was another good one. And it was just like, man. And it just...
fucking gang-related. Which was on Fox. It had a dope ass first season. They just canceled that shit out the blue. Bill Bellamy was in a little drama that was on TV, and they canceled that shit too. I don't even know if you remember that one.
Damn, Bill Bellamy has.
Yeah, it was him and a white dude. They were cops, and it was high.
Oh blue. Yeah. I remember that
it
shit.
Was like some Miami Vice like shit.
Yeah, we couldn't take Bill Bellamy serious face seriously.
Yeah, like, serious face definitely doesn't work. It's not serious, but the show was dope. You know what I'm saying? That shit got canceled. There's a lot of shit I like to see for them to bring back. I would love for them to bring back. What was the HBO show, the football, with the football team, with the Bulls?
First and 10.
You know, I'm glad you got that reference from your brother. Now, you've seen First and 10, or you've seen the old tapes of First and 10.
Well, I mean, my brother, he used to watch that shit all the time.
So you got to see it with him. Did you watch Power?
Power?
Is that the other one? What's the football show now?
Oh, the football show now is Ballers.
Ballers. So which one is better to you, Ballers or First and 10? Because First and 10 got that old school football feel. It was before all this extra shit, but I feel like Ballers is supposed to be the new.
Now, Ballers, man, that's fucking... Ball is good as shit, man. You know what I'm saying? It's only 30 minutes, and, you know, just like first and 10.
Yeah.
But that's a good question right there, man.
And then what about players?
Talking about playmakers?
Playmakers. God damn.
Those on ESPN?
Yeah.
Now, that shit was real good. Now, I like that shit. Now, that's now you right. ESPN, they kind of bent over and took that one. Newsflash. Like, beep, 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 beep. Newsflash. Just got some new neighbors, man. Oh, my God. The neighbors that was real nice to me because I had a dog. My dog just took a crap in the yard. They around here inspecting. I guess they the ones moving in.
Oh, yeah, and they got fresh shit on that yard, and they gonna know it's your dog.
I don't give a shit. You can't prove it.
Them your neighbors, bruh.
It's across the street, though. Anybody dog could have shit in that yard.
Damn. That's cold blooded, but they gonna see.
But yeah, playmakers, ESPN, they went out like some suckers on that shit. Because first of all, I understand. You know, they were showing the real side of NFL on the show.
Right.
NFL, like, yo, we just signed a contract with y'all to show y'all, you know, for you know what I'm saying, how y'all going to put some shit like this out. And they forced ESPN to make a decision. You know, do you upset one of the partners that you got a billion-dollar deal with, or do you, you know, keep the show going, this little show? So they fucking canceled the show. And that was some punk-ass shit. And then the whack-ass game, like, that show was just fucking disgusting.
It used to be good, though.
I hate this show.
It became a real, real bad soap opera.
Yeah,
I think playmakers went down here when your boy Omar started doing that cocaine.
Nigga, it was just too real. NFL was like, no, man, they do not need to see. We trying to promote a family atmosphere, not our players and some fucking.
You can't have niggas doing lines on the show on TV. That's like, yes, that's what it's got to go off the air. You got this nigga Omar taking drugs. We can't do that shit, man.
Hey, wasn't it funny how they was doing like how LT when he was in Any Given Sunday, the motherfucker had he was suffering from CTE while he was playing and shit,
bruh. Like, that's another great fucking movie.
It's a great showing the real side.
I just need a lot less penis in my flicks. I need a lot less penis. Like, that movie, we don't need that shit. It can be real without showing all that.
Hey, man, that's for the ladies, man. You gotta fill out the female contingent, you know. Man, I mean, hey.
That's enough of that shit. Like, we don't need to see all that shit.
We know some women only pick football, like football players, because of the way they look. You know what I mean?
Who would that
they
be?
Might be going to the... You know, hey, it don't take much for these women these days. That's why I'm jealous. I'm glad. Maybe God humbling me by not giving me a beard. Maybe that would just be too much for the boy to handle. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that's the curse I had. They're like, nah, nigga, you gotta give up somewhere. You know, maybe it's the beard. He was just like, hey,
man, it's too much, man. So is it safe for me to watch Ballers now?
Go ahead, watch. It's all right. Fuck it. We gonna start testing the curse, man. We gonna kill the curse. That's the new shirt. Kill the curse.
Kill the curse. I can watch Ballers now. I can watch Power.
Yes, man. Man, please watch Power. Sorry, you need to watch Power just because it's good, man. All right,
so I got Ballers.
If you can watch Empire and it gets renewed, you know what I'm saying? I think you kind of safe. Them Friends shows, like, don't start watching Survivor's Remorse, man. I really want to see them make it. Please, man. So that's the show that can't take the curse. Certain shows can withstand the curse, can take the beating. You know what I'm saying? But some shows, they be on the ropes already. Then Saul Wright come in there. He's the fucking haymaker out of nowhere. You know what I'm saying? And the show's canceled.
Damn.
Speaking of haymakers.
Uh-oh.
Somebody better drop one this week if they want to stop motherfucking Money from being 49-0 and tying us.
It's impossible.
Some guy named Rocky Marciano or whatever the fuck his name was. I don't know.
It's impossible.
The nigga, I thought he was off of a movie, Rocky Marciano. I said, that ain't a real nigga. They're comparing Floyd to a nigga in a movie. I said, that ain't fair. Then I went to Wikipedia and I said, oh, that's a real dude. You know what I'm saying?
It's not possible, man. He's 49-0.
He's 48-0, ain't he?
Well, no, he's going to be 49-0. I'm predicting he's winning.
Oh. Uh-oh.
Win. Berto, you got the payday. Thank you, Floyd, for letting the brother get some money. Appreciate that. And that's it. He's walking away 49-0.
Okay, question. Will you buy this fight?
Hell no.
Okay, question. You think Floyd will fight again after this fight?
Hell no.
You think Floyd... Why not go for 50?
He's done.
You can find one more nigga that you can knock out. go 50-0, then retire, then you the best. Like, you like nobody ever did that.
You got to balance that shit out, man. At some point, Floyd is going to get caught if he keep fighting.
But he can get one more. He can pick one more tomato can. Like, matter of fact, he need to fight Canelo Alvarez one more time for the 50. He can fight him like round Super Bowl, since it's Super Bowl 50. Floyd going for 50. Nah. Fight him like the weekend, the Saturday before the Super Bowl. That should be awesome, man.
The problem is that he's already peaked. He's not going to make any more money than he made for Pacquiao. So what's the point? And why would you want your 50th fight to be a bum?
No, Canelo ain't a bum. That's what I'm saying. Go out beating somebody like that. That's, you know, he already owed Canelo a rematch anyway, so let him get it.
Why does
for the 50. Then you can say, listen, I ain't go out fighting no, you know what I'm saying? I went out fighting the best.
But then he beat Canelo.
Yeah, he already beat him.
So what's the point?
But you beat him a little too early in his career. He wasn't ready for you yet, Floyd.
He definitely ain't ready now. What's Canelo's record since that fight?
He's probably like 3-0 since that.
So you got your payday.
He only got one loss.
Right. It was to the man.
Yeah.
Where was I supposed to go? You lost to the best fighter that's out there at the end. Nigga, keep fighting. You don't get no more fight. That's it. You fought. He hasn't fought anybody since then. He fought motherfucking, ain't he supposed to fight Cotto or some shit like that?
Yeah, he fighting Cotto.
So that's it. There's nobody else for you to fight. This shit's a wrap, man. This nigga's fighting.
He 3-0 since Mayweather fight.
And who's he fought?
He fought Alfredo Anguilo, TKO in the 10th round. He fought Iris Landy Lara.
Okay, I know Lara. That's not a fight either. Who's left?
Then he fought James Kirkland. Knocked him out in the third.
Look at that. I think Kirkland is from Texas.
Yep.
I think, matter of fact, I think he's from Austin, Texas.
He fighting Miguel Cotto on 11/21.
And that's it.
For the belt. For the belt. See, that's why I said Floyd. Floyd, listen. He fighting him for the WCB, the WBC, and the Ring Magazine titles, right?
That's the one that Floyd gave up, right?
Listen,
that's the one they took.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's the one he... Okay.
That's the one Floyd had.
Oh, no, that's... Yeah. Because he lost him to Floyd already. Yeah, so Floyd must have...
They took it from Floyd because he apparently didn't fight the next mandatory candidate or some shit.
Oh, that's exactly. Because Floyd took him from him.
Yeah, and then they said, let's our belt back. Like, what the fuck?
Oh, so that was just last year they fought? Oh, that nigga's still in.
Hey, man, it's over. Floyd, get your 49-0. Thank you, Berto. Say thank you for getting his payday. Berto's probably going to make $60 million. And that's pretty good. I think Floyd is still going to walk away with 100. Berto probably gets $60 million. This will be Berto's biggest payday. Take it and leave, nigga. There you go. Thank you for giving the brother the shot. That's all I can say. This shit's over. Berto can hit. But the problem with everybody that can hit is that they can't catch Floyd. I think the last time I seen Floyd actually get rocked was by Shane Mosley. And that was, 3 years ago? When the fuck did he fight Sugar Shane?
Who? Floyd?
Yeah.
Let me see. Oh, this nigga beat Shane Mosley too. Floyd fought Shane, what year that was?
I want to say it was like 2 years ago.
Let's see.
But if I'm saying that, it's probably not 2 years ago. I'm using wrong. But I know that when he fought that nigga, he got caught with that left. And I thought it was lights out. And he still managed to win that fight.
He fought Shane Mosley on... When this was?
This 2010.
2010, yeah.
So that was the last time I seen Floyd look like he got rocked. Since then, that nigga fought Ortiz, Cotto. I don't even know who Robert Guerrero is.
Who was that? They had him bleeding that time. Was that Mosley?
I don't think Mosley had him bleeding. I think Cotto.
Because Mosley had him shook in like that second round. He hit him and
yeah.
Mosley ain't kind of over But it was one fight that Floyd was fighting, this nigga, and busted his nose and shit, and they had the camera and got him in the face, and the crowd just went nuts, nigga. And Floyd knew it, too. Floyd just smiled, like, yeah, y'all like to see me bleed.
that might have been Canelo ass.
Nah, it wasn't Canelo, man.
Canelo's the one that threw like 1,000 punches and landed like 20. He made Canelo look like shit.
It was about 2008. It was around about that time. So it had to be, who was it?
Shit, it might have been Shane then. That was 10. I mean, it wasn't Ricky Hatton. We know he made Hatton look bad. It wasn't De La Hoya. And it wasn't Marquez?
trying to think, because I know I was watching a fight at my doghouse. Might have been Marquez.
Marquez was a little tougher for him to fight. But it don't matter. Floyd is going to win. I'm not even a Floyd fan. I'm just kind of like the way people keep hating on Floyd and thinking he's going to lose. He's not going to fucking lose. But he's also not going to give you an entertaining fight. So, you niggas keep paying for this
fight. It wasn't Marquez.
Who cut... You know, you ought to be able to Google who cut Floyd. Who hit Floyd? I'm putting it in just like that. Who hit Floyd?
Yeah, it must have been Shane. It had to be Shane Mosley.
Because I know she hit him with that left. He hit him with that left, and I was like, oh, shit.
Man. Wow.
Yeah, I don't know who the fuck it was, but I don't think it's going to be this nigga either. You know, Berto's the man, but Floyd's gone, and boxing's over. Once Floyd retires, boxing's over.
Yeah, there is no more draws. Like, you can't name five. You can't name five other boxers. Like,
not if you not Latino.
Yeah,
Latinos know they fucking boxers.
Oh, man, boxing and soccer is all Mexicans care about sport wise. Like, that's it.
They know that shit, man. And ESPN is giving away boxing again too, so it's really over.
Yeah, like
they got that. What is it? Top boxing or whatever the fuck they.
Yeah, whatever it's called, TPC or some TB something.
And there's some good fights on there, but it's free.
So exactly. That's what boxing need. Every boxing fight shouldn't be a pay per view because niggas don't know who these niggas is.
Nope.
Like if you want to build up your fight, you got to build up the core. Like UFC, they used to do Friday night. They try to get you to know these niggas before I ask you for your $39 or how much.
Right. Right. That
shit, I got a TV show to come on every week. You know what I'm saying? Leading up to the main event for this. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, you know.
You gotta give away a little bit of the product sometimes. You know what I'm saying? You gotta give away a little bit of the rice before you start putting it out there for mass consumption. That's just how this shit works. Speaking of people that need to get knocked the fuck out, Kim Davis. This whole situation is ridiculous. Kentucky's own Kim Davis.
Shout out to my nigga GQ Blue.
Don't do that, man. You know he down for the LGBTQ.
I seen him out there. I seen GQ Blue out there protesting Kim Davis being free.
Hey, cause I don't understand. Like, people are making this correlation that you shouldn't have to choose between your religious freedoms and your job. Then pick another job. Like, if you're a servant of the people and the law says that this is what you need to do, then that's what the fuck you do. That's how the job works. That's it. Like, I don't understand the disruption. So Kim Davis was told that, hey, gay people can get married. You need to issue them licenses. She declined to issue same-sex marriage licenses. Over and over. She went to court. They said, yo, you better do this shit. They sent her back to work. She declined again. They locked her up. And was it the governor that said, yo, release her?
Somebody said release her.
The governor, the mayor, one of them motherfuckers said to release her. And now she's free. And said that if she goes back to work, she's still going to deny them the fucking marriage license. Like, and so they're hailing her as a martyr. They're talking about Kim Davis as Rosa Parks. Like, the whole now. Like, Christians have lost their fucking mind.
Yeah, that's what I say. It's making the Christians look real crazy, bro. Like, the crazies that support that shit is looking real, real crazy. Like, and then just the way they was out there with the cross. I mean, that shit, I was watching it. I don't know how my TV got on that channel the day she was getting released. I was just like... Cause I was just looking at them like, y'all motherfuckers look crazy, like, and it's just like you can't fire her because then she'll sue saying you fired her because of her religious beliefs.
No,
but if you're not doing the job, that it details like that's not part of your job. Is your religion in it? If I say, if you a Muslim and you want a job and you work at motherfucking McDonald's, don't you get queasy when I order bacon, egg, and cheese, motherfucker? Because you should have came here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you can't just start making bacon, egg, and cheese. Like, I don't want to touch the pork. Nigga, hey, listen, you shouldn't sign up to be a cook. Go be a janitor then. Well, it's bacon in the trash. Well, listen, why did you come here for a job?
You know
what I'm saying? So that's not part of your job description. Your job description is do the job. Is, you know, if you're not doing it, then you should be wrote up and fired. That your religious beliefs. I mean, I do shit that's not my religious belief all the time at work. But hey, I want the fucking job. I want the fucking money. So I got to do what I got to do. And so I don't understand why they are allowing her not to do her job and letting her keep a job. Like, you openly, that's like insubordination.
Yeah.
Any other job, you'd be written the fuck up and out the fucking door. You know, fight your little unemployment, fight your little battle with the people at the unemployment office. You know what I'm saying? But you don't have a job here. And that's what they need to do to a fucking ass. You know, because I was just like, how you going to sit here and tell them, like, that's something like you ain't going to do your fucking job. Oh, so, okay, well, you don't have no fucking job then. You know what I'm saying? Because you're not, I mean, all right, you work at a fucking gym. You go in there, like, yo, sorry, I need you to, you know, hey, I mean, I need you to, whatever, wipe down the fucking machines. Nah, man, I ain't going to do it.
I ain't gonna do it, man. Shit, I'm against iron.
So I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't wanna. You know, fuck it. Like the stuff that you use breaks my skin out, man. So nah, I'm not gonna do it. Okay, but then your boss come to you again. So all right, I need you to do this. Nah, I ain't gonna do it. Eventually, he gonna be like, yo, well, you know, I tell you what, man, you ain't gotta do nothing else because you ain't got no job here no more.
You ain't got shit to do. Like a lot of the people we do travel. You know, that's my other job. One of my other jobs. I'm a travel agent. And we get a lot of calls from people that she probably wouldn't agree with. She's a Christian. I'm sure that these motherfuckers ain't all Christians. And they exactly. want to go to the Middle East. I'm not going to say, well, you can't go to the Middle East because of what I don't believe in what they believe. So I can't book your ticket. Get the fuck out of here, man. You book that goddamn ticket and you shut the fuck up. These people come to you. They didn't ask you to marry them. They said to issue a license which is valid by the state. The state says that your job is to issue me a license. And you're going to tell them no?
Yeah.
You fired, bitch.
Yeah. So I'm 400 pounds. I walk into Burger King and I was like, yo, I want a double Whopper with cheese. This nigga gave me a veggie burger. Well, I don't think you should have a double Whopper, sir. I mean, I just, you know, my belief is that maybe you better give me that motherfucking double Whopper, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, are you crazy?
Was it that the Onion that made that article talking about the guy refused to give somebody a burger because they're overweight?
Yeah, God.
But it was the Onion, though, so.
Yeah, satire.
Yeah.
But still, it was somebody probably believes.
Of course. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to help you. Like, oh, girl, that was a chick on YouTube that got in trouble last week. She made a fat shaming video.
Yes.
You hear about that shit?
Mm-mm.
So she went in on this video and she just goes into talking about, I'm going to say what I want to say about fat people. You can't chase me. I can walk away at a normal pace so you won't catch me. I had to stand in line at security for the airport and this fat family comes walking by and they get in faster because they said it's too heavy for them to stand for their knees. And then I had to sit next to the fat person. He was spilling over in my seat. And like, so she just going in. She just going in. And YouTube shut her shit down. You can't just, like, if you want to have your own opinion, there are rules. We have the freedom of speech. You may not go to jail for your freedom, but you have rules when you're dealing with other people's shit. You work for the goddamn state. You're ward of the state. Your job is to do what the state says. And the state says that gay people can be married.
Exactly. If you got a problem with it, you find you another job.
It's very simple. Or ask for a transfer. Be a paper pusher. Yes. But don't be the person that people come to see when they're in love and they end up getting humiliated by your punk ass.
Well, take my name off the thing because I don't agree. Who are you? You're nobody. Like, you're just a vehicle that's enforcing the law. You're not the law. Your signature is not like, you don't think you got some power that you don't have. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just so happen to have this position. This shit could say Jane fucking Doe. You know what I'm saying? It's the motherfucking whatever, clerk of courts or whatever the fuck your damn job is.
Just bring somebody else. You don't agree, get somebody else in the office.
Yes.
Get the fuck out of my way. You put this other question on here.
We don't have to talk about that, so all right.
I was about to ask you about that shit. Do you have a keep it 100 for this week, man?
Did I have to keep 100? Oh, yeah. Keep it 100, people. It's just King Germ, people. Keeping it 100, which comes straight off the fucking dome. Listen, do not force your kids to play sports because you felt like you didn't get that fair shake in life and, you know, you want that second chance to be cool. You know, like I said, it's nothing wrong with living your dreams through your kid, but don't push them doing the things they don't want to do. Because I see it all the time. Kids out there playing football that don't want to play football. I have a girl on my team this year. Clearly, she's not the type of girl that plays football. She's the type, I mean, maybe she's the only girl, you know, the daddy's only child, and he's definitely forcing her to play football. And I'm scared to death she's going to get hurt because she's just not, you know, she's not into it. And, you know, it's okay to stop, you know what I'm saying, because I'm about to have to talk with the parent in a little bit because, you know, shit about to get real in a couple weeks. And so I just want dad to know, like, listen, Don't push your door. I mean, this is your little girl, man. Don't put it out here with these savages, man. Because as soon as these boys find out it's a girl on the team, they head hunting. And that's just how it's going to go down.
So she like old girl off of Friday Night Tights?
No! Nick, it's all right. She's about the size of Lucas Coley, bro.
No, I mean, like, she don't want to be there.
At least she acted like she wanted to play football, at least. Like, you know what I'm saying? This girl, she don't even move. She's a statue out there. Like, I mean, bruh, look, man. Yesterday at practice, man, she was like at cornerback, and I told the running back, I said, run straight at her. You know what I'm saying? He ran at her and just like, clow. I mean, he just.
Damn, she just stood there and took the hit?
She stood
there and took the hit. God damn, don't do that, man.
Hey, man, she just be standing like she don't even move. And I was like, yo, do you want to be out here? You got to move. You know what I'm saying? It's just like the same, you know, come on. We got to do it. But, you know, yeah. So parents, please stop forcing your kids to do stuff like that, pushing them into sports that could they get, you know, soccer, basketball, you know, sports like that. You know, you can force your kids to play because, you know, hey, it's low risk. But football, you know, shit like that. Nah, man, don't put your kids out there like that, man.
Kids,
you know
what I'm saying? Every day at football practice because their parents got them out there for no reason.
Mm-hmm.
Broken collarbones and shit.
And there's some kids out there that's really headhunters. Like, that's what I'm trying to say. Like, you know, I mean, I can't do but so much because when we go out there and play another team, them other teams, they ain't going to care. Like, the boys at practice be pulling up on them, man. I'll be like, man, like, you know, like, y'all got to stop. For the kid that's trying to do something, like, you know, so I be telling some of them, like, man, treat her just like you treat another dude, like, put her dick in the dirt, like, you know what I'm saying, like, that's just where it's gonna have to go down. Yeah,
man, hey, do what you gotta do, parents.
Yeah, man,
do better, man, do better for your kids and all that shit, man. Somehow we rambled this episode out for an hour. If y'all can see our outline, this is amazing work that we just did. So props to Jerm for being able to get this episode in on a tight schedule. And make this shit last. You know what I'm saying? Y'all motherfuckers is welcome.
Get your winners and losers.
So I already gave you my loser was Dutchess. Who's your loser this week?
Let me start out with winner, man. Oh, did I have a winner? I wrote it down. See, I always write it down.
I know who your loser was.
Who was my loser?
Kim Davis.
Kim Davis was not my loser.
No, she was.
That was GQ Blue said that.
GQ Blue said that was his loser. All right, my bad.
Yes, GQ Blue said that. See? I don't have a win or lose this week. I thought I wrote it down. I guess I didn't.
I think I had... I don't even know if this is a winner or a loser. It's a weird story, and mm-hmm. I'm not going to read the whole story on here, but a woman found out that her long-term boyfriend, again, you motherfuckers are getting catfished, was a female best friend with a strap-on.
Goddamn.
And they had sex.
So you ain't never sucked this nigga dick?
No, so apparently it was a long-term online relationship. She told the girlfriend that she had an accident and she was really self-conscious about her appearance. And then when they met and got intimate, she put a blindfold on that bitch and fucked her with a strap-on. So one of the times they were supposed to meet up, she decided to take the blindfold off and she saw her best friend standing there. And this shit don't even stop there. This motherfucker got locked up.
Jesus Christ.
I don't know. So I don't know if this is... Are they both winners and losers? I don't know. It's just a weird-ass story. I'll post a link on the goddamn post. Y'all can take a look at it if you want to. And if not, it's okay.
Wow.
What was you about to say?
Well, I do have a loser. My loser is the fucking husband that found his wife in the bed naked with her daddy. And then he got stabbed daddy.
Slow down. Wait a minute. Wait. Okay, you said the dude.
Okay, so let's say this man's name. Yes, he found his wife in the bed naked with her daddy.
Her daddy.
Her father.
Why was she in the bed naked with her father?
Apparently, this is in Pontiac, Michigan, which is, you know, on the outskirts of Detroit. So shout out to Detroit.
Again, every time
a 25-year-old man told police that he was stabbed after finding his wife in bed with her own father. He said it happened just after 3:30 a.m. Saturday when the man arrived at his home on West Rundale Avenue to find his wife completely naked in bed with her father. Police reportedly woke his father-in-law up and the two began to fight. Police say the father-in-law identified by authorities as Henry Allen Michael. Never trust a nigga with three first names. You know what I'm saying? Like, that, them niggas is dangerous, bro. You know a nigga with three first names, man? Be very wary of this motherfucker.
He probably ain't got no facial hair either.
Yes, man. Well, yeah. He got the little 24-8. He looks very creepy, though. You know what I'm saying?
So how did he get stabbed?
No. He stabbed the younger man in the back with a knife. He then fled the scene in the man's car. So you stab, first of all, you in bed with my wife naked, which so happened to be your daughter. Then you get in a fight, you stab me in the back, then you steal my car.
So
the 24-year-old woman who said she was out drinking with her father and then passed out when they returned to her house. She said she did not know what happened until her husband woke up, police say. Come on now. The woman said she thinks she was sexually assaulted and insisted on being examined at the hospital.
Are you making this shit up?
No, I'm reading it. This is from my Fox 8. This is from a real.
I was about to ask you, what's the actual website name?
Nah, this is from the news people, man. Michael, who was staying at the couple's home after being released from prison, was later arrested. Now, you can't let a nigga. Come on, man. Nah. According to Oakland County authorities, Michael's criminal history includes a 1992 robbery for which he was found guilty, sentenced to 20 years, released in 2012. Then in March of 2015, Michael pleaded guilty to assault with a dangerous weapon. So he had just got out.
He's a savage.
Yeah, savage. Randy Macho up. Man savage.
Don't do that to Macho Man.
No, I'm just saying. Just that's the level of savagery that this man is.
Like, so this nigga got locked up, got out of jail. They gave him a place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
He fucked his daughter, stabbed his son-in-law, and stole their car.
Yes.
Yo.
Sounds about right.
Yo, I hope he don't listen to the Frocast.
He does. Listen, he's not in our demographic.
Exactly. That's why I hope none of you savage motherfuckers are like this nigga, Henry Allen Michael.
Yes, three first names, man. Michael Henry Allen or whatever it was.
God damn. That's
savage.
Right,
loser.
Yeah, that's fucking savage, dog. And
I did have a winner this week. Excuse me?
How she gonna end up in the bed and say she don't know what happened?
Bruh. How do you get butt naked, bruh? Like, come on, man. You're never that drunk, bruh. Like, you know, nah.
I mean,
unless you already sleep naked and then you was just like, yo, and y'all came, y'all was getting drunk and you was in the bed sleep naked and he came in there and crept up on you. You know what I'm saying? That's different, but that doesn't sound right.
Maybe he drugged her.
Maybe he talked this stuff into some pussy like, you know, I really wasn't there for you, so I'm not really your dad, you know what I'm saying? You know, just biologically. Yeah, okay, but you know what I'm saying? I was never in your life, so, you know, I really don't know you, no, you know what I'm saying? Like, I wasn't there for you in pre-K. No, I wasn't there for you.
No.
I just wasn't there, you know.
What in the Woody Allen? No, can we please get our shout outs?
So bro, look. She's 24. It's 2015, so that means she was born in 91.
Yeah.
He went to jail in 92. Did 20 years. Like, he don't know this girl. So you know what I'm saying? Like, how do you even let this nigga stay with you? You don't know this motherfucker. Like,
it's disgusting, you know, on several levels.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you ain't known this nigga but like 4 years of your life. Like the first year, like since Saul Wright said, technically, you know, you don't remember shit from your first 2 years. So she don't know this nigga. So you know, I mean, maybe they, you know, I like I said, I'm not co-signing anything I just said there. I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah. I'm not comfortable. Can we give our shout-outs and get the fuck out of here? This is disgusting. This is fucking gross. Like, so many levels. Goddamn, Detroit. Get y'all shit together, man. Jesus.
Yes, man. Detroit, man. Damn.
Niggas is fucking their daughters and stabbing their son-in-laws and stealing their cars.
Hey, man.
Goddamn, Detroit Walker, man. I hope you walk the fuck up out of Michigan, man.
Yes, man. I hope you walk by this. I mean, yeah, I'm pretty sure you walk by this motherfucker. Yeah.
You ignorant as fuck, man. Give us a shout out so we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, man. Shout out, man. Shout out to the boss, man. Be easy, man. Shout out to the whole squad. It's all right. GQ Blue, Dub, all them niggas that be arguing in the email, that be tagging me in emails that I really don't give a fuck about. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, you know, like, this, y'all niggas be arguing. So, y'all niggas funny, bro. But yeah, shout out to everybody, man. Shout out to Ruler Myself. Shout out to RT3, the Eternal shout out. Shout out to Dr. Brasive, Ash That Soul, Tell Your Bestie I Said What's Up. Papa Dash Soul, man. Still ain't got my drop. Hey, you got about two more shows of shout outs before you send my drop that you're going to lose this shout out. This the endorsement from King Germ. Just want you to know that. Man, that's about it, man. Hell yeah. Shout out to Prince Germ. Birthday is, it will be tomorrow when you hear this, but it ain't really till Saturday, so, you know.
That's what's
Big
up,
12,
man.
You know. Yeah, man. Can't believe I had a kid so young, man. You know what I'm saying? So, you know. Yeah.
You're on that Sky, man. Sky said she had her two kids at 14.
Yeah.
Hey, man, but you raised your kids, man. So props to her.
Look, did she have a set of twins? I mean,
I don't know. So she may have said she started at 14. But
okay.
Sky, she had one at 14. She probably had the other at 15.
She probably had two at 14. Maybe she was pregnant at 13, had a baby at 8. As soon as her birthday, got pregnant again.
God damn. That's rough, man. And then you still got to know about him because you ain't give him away. So you're still in touch with the family. I wonder if they know who she is.
I mean, I hope not.
I'm sure we'll find. What do you mean you hope not? She did a good thing by them, right? She
gave me so family. I don't need to know. I wouldn't, you know, like, this should probably be, you know, crazy, man.
Yeah, you got to watch your mama on TV. She getting checks now. Why don't you take the kids back?
Well, look, they probably like, man, I done seen the world. Bitch, you was, hey, look, you can't even leave the United States.
Holy shit, nigga. You know what, man? On that note, we out of here, man. This is another episode of Frocast. I'm your man, Sorry, a.k.a. the Black Talent, Alex Keaton, sitting with King Germ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast, and we will holler at y'all on another episode of the Frocast next time we record, you bitches. Buy some shirts. We out. Peace.
Peace.
Nigga says she can't even leave the United States.
Yeah, man. Bitch can't even leave New York. Like, this, like, nah.
Yeah, what's up? This is PTZ, aka The Thriller Man, tuning in to Nappy Afro to get the hottest and honest reviews. So if you're at work or at home, you can't go wrong. Hit up Nappy Afro. Deuces.
NappyAfro.com.